You're listening to the Fearless Inc. podcast, a place for all writers and anyone wanting to become more creative and productive in their lives. I'm your host, Arshalita Chisholm. This is episode 92, Black Women Writers. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. This week is the last week of Women's History Month. And so we're diving into the history and significance of a few of my favorite Black women writers. Now is the perfect time to reflect on these legacies whose words have really shaped our world, not just mine personally, but all of us. They've given voice to the voiceless and chronicled the struggles and triumphs of Black women throughout history. As Black women, we've always had stories to tell. Our words have held power. Our voices have been instruments of resistance, resilience. We are the ones always on the front line getting it done. We are the ones that everyone rely on in order to make it, whatever it is, make it happen. There's a few Black women writers who I have always looked to be unapologetic in their writing and what they do, like Audre Lorde, Toni Morrison, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni. Black women writers who have been at the forefront of cultural change, but also political change. So Women's History Month in particular is a reminder for us to keep writing, to keep speaking, to keep sharing our truths, because now more than ever, as you know, our stories matter and they're trying to be erased. Right? So today we're going to explore some of the legacies of these literary powerhouses, how their work continues to inspire and shape us, a whole generation of writers, really. And I'm excited to share not only the impact of their words, but also some of my favorite quotes that have resonated with me over the years. So let's begin with one of the most iconic voices in American literature, Toni Morrison. And if you guys have not seen the, I think it's on Netflix, but there's a documentary about her. It's amazing and you should see it. I think I've seen it more times than I want to admit, but her writing is just foundational for understanding the complexity of Black identity, right? Her work has made us face uncomfortable truths about the intersections of race, gender, and the legacies of slavery. In her novel, Beloved, Toni Morrison wrote this: "Freeing yourself was one thing, claiming ownership of that freed self was another." So this quote is a powerful reminder for all of us, especially as Black women writers, to reclaim and assert our voices, to own our narratives in a world that often tries to define us. And so Toni Morrison's words carry a weight of understanding, and freedom is just the beginning. And so to truly live freely means to own your story, to speak it out loud, to make it impossible for anyone to erase it. Those words also teach us to write not just for the moment, but for the future. She crafted worlds where Black lives were celebrated, not, and where their pain was not ignored. her influence is still felt today. When we read her books, they are still relevant. They still matter in this time. And it's one of those things where she made it possible to find a way to tell a story that resonated with all of us. You know, when you read her work, it just moves through you. You understand it. You feel it. That is the type of writing that I would like to do. Next, we turn to Audre Lorde, another towering figure whose words have challenged the status quo, and they've empowered so many of us. Audre Lorde's work was unapologetically political, and her poetry continues to be a light for all of us. In her essay, "The Master's Tools Will Never Dismantle the Master's House," she wrote this: "For women, then, poetry is not a luxury. It is a vital necessity of our existence." So that quote reminds us that creativity is not just a form of expression, but it's a tool for survival and transformation. As Black women, we don't have the luxury of creating for the sake of art alone. Our writing is connected to our lived experiences. It serves as a means of liberation, resistance, and a way to heal from the wounds of systemic oppression. I know that's a lot, but it's the truth. Audre Lorde's call for creative and political action resonates in today's world, urging us to use our voices, our pens, and our platforms to create change. Next, Maya Angelou is another beloved figure in this pantheon of Black women writers. And she taught us that our words are powerful tools of self-empowerment. We have all read her autobiography, "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings," and it's really a testament to the strength of Black women. We overcome trauma, finding strength and vulnerability. And in her poem, one of my favorites, "Still I Rise," she writes this: "You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise." These words are an anthem for anyone who has been pushed down, silenced, marginalized. Her poetry reminds us that no matter how the world tries to keep us down, we have the power to rise above. For us as Black women writers, this is especially significant because our words have been trampled. They've been ignored. They've been dismissed for so long. But Maya Angelou's message encourages me and should encourage all of us to rise and keep rising, to persist in telling our stories, no matter the obstacles, no matter who is in the administration right now trying to erase our history, our words, our culture. It can't be done as long as we're putting pen to paper. Maya Angelou taught us that writing isn't just an art form. It is an act of resistance, standing in the face of oppression, claiming space in a world that wants to diminish our voice. And finally, we come to Nikki Giovanni, whose poetry has always been infused with the spirit of activism, but also the power of joy. Her work explores race, identity, the importance of loving yourself. It also is a powerful insight into collective strength and community. One of her most famous quotes is, "We love because it's the only true adventure." Giovanni's words, they give us a challenge, a very beautiful challenge, to love ourselves fiercely. And how many of us really can say that we do that, that we love ourselves fiercely, that we embrace our humanity, that we build community with others who share our struggles and joys? Because writing for Nikki Giovanni was about celebrating life and love and shared humanity, even in the face of oppression. As writers, we're asked to do more than just reflect on the world. We're asked to write that, you know, stories and poems that help build a more loving world. We're asked to expand on what that looks like over and over again. I feel like Nikki Giovanni's words remind us that the act of writing is tied to love. Love of ourselves, for our history, for our collective future. Love is the foundation of our creativity and the fuel that drives us to write, even when it feels impossible. So the legacies of these four women are more than just words on the page. They're blueprints for how we should live, how we are living, creating in a world that wants to silence us. It's about rising above that. It's the power of owning our stories, using our creativity as a tool to rise above challenges. And now more than ever is when we do that. So as we come to the end of Women's History Month, we can still take time to honor these women and recognize other Black women writers and recognize them as a part of our history, but a part of a legacy. And to know that as a Black woman writer, you too are shaping the future with your words, whether you're writing poetry, fiction, memoirs, your voice matters. And it's a vital part of this ongoing narrative of Black women's resilience and Black women's creativity. Know that you are weaved into that. So as you continue your own creative journey, remember the wisdom that has been passed down from Toni Morrison, Audre Lorde, Maya Angelou, Nikki Giovanni, and so many others. Let their words inspire you to keep writing. Keep studying their books. Read them, love them, and enjoy them, but also study them. Because every time I read their books again and again, I learn something new. I feel something different. And that is what the written word is supposed to do. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Fearless Inc. podcast. And I hope you feel inspired and empowered as you continue to write and create. And if you've been touched by these words about these incredible Black women writers, share their books with others, with your family, your friends, your coworkers. Write down your thoughts and make sure your voice is heard. Until next time, keep writing fearlessly and take care.